Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Love is Blind recap season 7, episodes 10 through 11. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know that these episodes, these two episodes, they only gave us two this week. You know they were fire when the comments were going from the minute the live chat was going. The live crew was on point before we were even live. I mean, Trini Girl was like, hey, I'm ready with drinks and popcorn. Let's get to it. These couples are breaking up like California waves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There is so much It's so much going on there. It is even in the comments. And of course, you know, the one that's always catching you from Motown Investor who says, Tim reminds me of Terrell.
I really don't understand. Just because Tim and I share the fact that we are both neat, clean. Mm-hmm. We have our own house. Mm-hmm. That's about all we have in common. But
no,
I'll take it as a compliment. What else do we have in common?
A very psychotic and intentional when it comes to delivering that, what is that called? The future endeavors?
Yeah. Hey, I don't think we have much in common besides the fact that we're both neat, organized, we own our own homes.
You're both
and
black.
And all that. And we're both black. That's about as far as it goes of what we have in common. But some of his concerns, I understand.
I think we all do. Hey, Gabby says, hi from Canada. Love the podcast. Appreciate it. Thank you for checking in, Gabby.
What's up, Gabby?
She likes tweets that got my popcorn and anxiety meds ready. And Chocolate Soon is right there with you. Understands your jersey. Sean Payton returns to NOLA. You look ready, Terrell.
I am ready. But see, this is how dedicated I am to all of you in the live. Game starts at 7:15, but I said, no, Yanni. We're going to do it Thursday night, even though my team is playing. We're going to do this at 7 and take as long as we need, because I'll get to the Saints at some point, because if you've been paying attention to weeks 3, 4,
because y'all
five,
ain't going to win. Oh, man, I forgot to change my pick. Let me check. Hold on. Go ahead. Keep saying what you're saying. I need to change my pick real quick.
You pay attention to weeks 3, 4, and 5. We've been on the struggle bus, but I'm curious to see. This is different because Sean Payton's coming home, and Sean Payton's done a lot for the Saints and for the city of New Orleans. I have a lot of respect for that man, but so to me, it's not personal, okay. But it's just is what it is.
So that's why I asked you before we're going to get to Love is Blind. I just the reason I asked you if you think they were going to win, and you told me something I forgot, like Derek Carr's out. You know, you got Spencer Rattler in. I had to go change my picks. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Chocolate Sooner, for bringing that back up, because I would have completely forgot. By the way, Leah says she's at the thrift store right now, but still got to tune in. No, thank you. Appreciate it.
I just love how so many people do this. Let's go sports teams. Go sports ball.
Hey, Nikki V says, I'm having an unpopular opinion about Tim and Alex. Can't wait to get to it. And we're going to get to Tim and how him and Terrell look so much alike because y'all have the same shape head, according to Jen.
Wow.
Yo, I'm not even going to. Let's get it. Let's just keep moving, man. I'm not even. let's get to the ish, because there's so much of it to go around, so much to get to. Let's start off with Hannah and Nick, okay? Because these two, they had a photo shoot, and were you as disinterested in that photo shoot as I was?
Yeah, okay. I really was. So, I was like sitting there like, okay, what are they going to say? It's going to be noteworthy. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go do something else while this is going on right now.
And that's exactly what I did. So moving on to their climbing, not much there until they got to the end of it where Nick says, yeah, you know what? He's really ready to get married. Now that they've met each other's parents and they've gotten everybody's approval. Hey, you know, I'm ready. And Hannah's like, yeah, I don't care what they say. It's my decision.
Yeah, she did. And I feel like in this conversation, she was teeing up the fact that she wants to say no. Because she asked, are you sure you're ready? Like, are you really ready to get married in 2 weeks? And
I didn't see
Nick,
it then.
I'm like, Nick, are you not paying attention to what's going on right now? She's not feeling it.
You know, the thing about it is, I didn't see it then. And as you just pointed out, you're right, because she does set it up that way. She's
yeah.
I thought she would say, it doesn't matter. If they said, when she said it, I was like, oh, I like that. It's your decision. Doesn't matter what they think, because if they didn't like you, then cool, I'd still do it if I wanted to do it. So, but that's not actually what she was saying. The thing about it, though, this is what kind of broke my heart a little bit, made me feel a little for Nick, because he says he wants to be treated like an equal. I just want to be treated equal. And Hannah was like, you'll be treated like an equal when you contribute like an equal. Like she was talking to her child, you know, like, you can close your door when you pay for that door and what's behind it.
But I don't fault Hannah for this right now. I'll be honest, I don't.
Yeah,
I fault Nick. You allowed it. You allowed someone to talk crazy to you one time, and you don't say anything. They're going to keep talking to you crazy. And so he should have stepped up. Now, I get what Hannah's points are about Nick. He's not innocent in all this. But the way you talk to him on live TV and talk down to him like he's a child, he's allowed that to happen. And you see his whole demeanor where he looks like a child that got scolded.
Yeah.
To where he just kind of looks as if, yeah, what she's saying is right. I got to do better. That's on Nick.
Little Eva says, treat her like an equal. Hannah doesn't even have a job. Great point, because she did quit her job to go on the show. Granted, she does have
that. Without a job, she can still live alone, then live with her parents. Mm-hmm. And she can make pasta. So,
and then there's that part. Jerry says, Hannah's mouth is a problem. If she was a man, people would be calling her an abuser. True or not?
I see where you're going with that, Jerry. I totally can see that. But no, I don't think she'd be considered an abuser if she was a man. But I think the difference is a man wouldn't do that. Because if you flip the sexes, you have the man that has his own place and the woman that lives in her parents' basement, no issues. Oh, right. She doesn't know how to cook, no issues. Like, we can figure that out. We can work with it. As long as you make me feel good and we do the other things that make us awesome, we can figure that out. I mean, I've dated many people that can't cook and I don't mind. Yeah. That's fine, as long as you can wash the dish, right? So if it was the roles were reversed, I don't think we'd be in this situation.
No, at all. But, you know, if Nick was talking to Hannah the way Hannah talks to Nick, you're right. There would be an issue. Let's move on, because we got to get back to them. There's so much more with them, too. But Marissa and Ramsey, I mean, there's so much with all these couples, these two episodes, right? Marissa and Ramsey's still reeling from their last conversation about kids in the timeline. Now, here's where I had cause for pause, right? Because Marissa says it's all good, but it's obvious it's not all good, right? And then she goes, okay, I need a moment. And she goes into the bathroom. She comes back out and acts like nothing just happened.
Right.
And my first thought is it good that she's able to put it behind her? Because we always say women don't let anything go. Or is this a sign of, holy crap, this woman could be crazy.
Yeah. Well, the hard part with these two is the editing. The editing is so bad that you can't really tell what they're talking about and what the issue is. And so you're speculating every time they come on camera, like what are they mad about? And so I remember that Marissa she seemed upset about something. And Ramses said he was bothered by the fact that she said 3 to 5 years to having kids in the pods to one of them sooner. Now he's wondering what else may change, which I'm thinking, where is this coming from? And at this point, I said to myself, Marissa, you need to let this dude go. And then now it all of a sudden edits to where Ramsey is just a little pissy because she's not having sex when she's sick. And I'm like, what is going on? Does she have the flu? Does she have COVID? what is going on?
Well, we did find out that, because after he pressed it to explain, found out that, you know, she's, she doesn't want, what'd she say? She has health issues, right? And and that's why she didn't want to get back on birth control in the first place, right? And then she's saying that she doesn't want him to not be satisfied because she's the sick person. And it's kind of tough hearing her say that, because it's just like you feel and you're hearing like he comes off heartless in this space, right?
Right. He does. Like, regardless of what's going on in your life, I still need my sex. So what are you going to do about that?
Roll over.
That's how that conversation came out to me, is what Ramses was saying.
Exactly. That's the thing, right? By the way, Materialistic says, we need Ramsey's ex-wife to spill the tea. Now that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, but, you know, find out what really happened in that space. Now, here's something that she likes to tweet. Says, the fact that we as women have to explain to a man when we're PMSing, we're not in the mood, is wild.
Okay. Can I disagree slightly with that?
Sure.
She likes to tweet. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's wild. We don't understand. Mm. And so we don't really understand what that's like and what you're feeling. And so if you're acting normal, even though you might not feel well under the surface, but you're acting normal, we're thinking, hey, everything is good. Mm-hmm. And so we want to continue doing all the good things that we did before this time of the month. Mm-hmm. So we don't really know. We can't pick up on the signs. And so I don't think it's bad. I think the fact that he's acting like a baby about it is the problem.
That is a problem. And you know, it wasn't just about PMS. I mean, she does have a vitamin D deficiency, like Dina the Explorer says. And that was the issue for, you know, why she doesn't want to get back on birth control. She has her own health issues, right? And she's like, this is why. The fact that he is inconsiderate about that is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like, wrap it up before you tap. This man has been raw dogging, like I saw on another comment section, saying he's been raw dogging since he got divorced. He's a menace to society. Oh, Sheila. This man. She whiz.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at Nikki B, because Nikki B says, we got to start making y'all feel bad when y'all get whiskey peen.
You see, that has two different meanings, because for some people, whiskey is a great thing. And I've heard that it's bad for other people, but
we don't feel bad about it. We're like, we had a great night to get to this point. We're not like all emotional and depressed over it. We're just like, it's a Saturday. I had bourbon. You know how I do.
Oh, the days. Yeah. We'll get into those. My wife watches the podcast. You know, after all this, though, later on in the episode, they were talking about the wedding plans. What'd you think of, because remember, initially, Marissa wanted this all black wedding and only her and Ramsey's in white. But that wasn't the only unique thing that she wanted at the wedding.
No, she doesn't want to have an aisle. So there's no bride and groom side. She just wants everybody to sit. And Ramses, to me, in this conversation, is just saying yes to everything because he knows it's going to be a no for him at the altar. He's like, oh, yeah, we could do that. All black wedding? Dope. Mm-hmm. Oh, no aisle? Just one big group of seats? I dig it. I see where you're going with this. Yes. Because he knows he's not going to say yes by the time they get to the altar.
No, it's... Is anybody going to make it out of this season? I mean, seriously. It just looks bad for everybody.
This seems to be the worst of all the Love is Blind that we've done. Mm-hmm. Like, this is bad. At least they wait to the altar to say no. Mm-hmm. But these people are just dropping like flies.
Now, before we move on to Alex and Tim, I just want to address some of these comments that are popping up here, because this... I can't find a flaw in this. Sapphire says, men think that because they're married, their wife is obligated to have sex with them. Wild. Mm. Well, according to the Bible.
No.
I don't know.
No. Sapphire, let me stop you right there. We got to stop doing this where we say men think and speak on all
exactly.
men. We don't.
Exactly.
The men you might know might think that, but every man doesn't think that you are obligated to have sex with them. But you also, I do think that the woman is obligated to say, hey, the next few days, it's probably not going to happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or there's other, we got to get creative and have some other plans, because the normal thing that you like is not going to happen until Thursday or Friday. So today is only Monday. So you got two options.
By the way, I think I'm getting threatened in the chat here, in the live chat. Toya says, be careful, Yanni. And she likes to tweet, says, Yanni, don't you bring my Lord into this. I'm just saying. Look, Shoshana says, thou shalt not withhold. Hey, the Bible was obviously written by men. Let's be real. Okay, so a couple other things that popped up is dealing with these two. Sedan's fan said he should get snipped since he won a Raw Dog. We said this before, right? Because it's easier to reverse. You can reverse that. It's easy birth control. You get to Raw, you can do all. Hey, you ain't got to wear no plastic bag, sir. We said this
before. Could. He totally could. Or do what Marissa was suggesting. Hey, let's just roll the dice. And then we wind up having a kid. We have a kid.
He don't
if y'all
want
get
the kid
married, you're in love, great. But he didn't want the kid with her. If he felt that this was going to be his future, mm-hmm. he wouldn't care
right.
about the 3 to 5 years. At he all. Does not think she was his future. That's why this is a big deal
and
all
that
this
too.
Other stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if he thought like this is my person, mm-hmm. it wouldn't matter whether we have a kid in a year or 3 years. This is my person.
But apparently the sex is good because he doesn't want to stop. So, which by the
way. Well, he can't hook up with anybody else. He's not a Steven. He's not going to go cheat. He has another week. Let me make the most out of this.
How does he have, as people are pointing out, two hairstyles but not two lives? Come on, he's got to have somebody else on the side. Shante says, I have a vitamin D deficiency and I take a weekly prescription for it, right? And it's not as uncommon because even High Vibe said, who doesn't have a vitamin D deficiency? I do,
but it doesn't make me feel like low energy or anything like that. My doctor prescribes me to take a pill once a week for vitamin D.
Really? You know, I get out in the sun as much as I can. Heck with that. I was born next to the equator. I need my sun.
Yeah, I work a lot.
By the way, Shante says, two braids better than not cheat. Better not be cheating. Oh, man, these two. We got so much more to get through with them two, but, you know, we got to get on to Alex and Tim, because these two, mm-hmm. First, as we see, they're meeting Tim's parents, mm-hmm. Kim and Tim Sr., which we now find out that Tim Jr., who we've known as Tim all along, is really Drake.
Drake. Drake. Drake, as he would say. Did you notice how many lazy boys are in that house? And I'm thinking, this is
Mom
why
had
Tim
hers,
lazy boy.
Dad had his, and they were good. Did you also notice that Mom ran that relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you also notice Tim and Tim speak at the exact same pace?
Yeah. they do. They do. And did it seem like Alex was kind of laying down on the other sofa while everyone else is sitting up?
He was just comfortable.
Alex.
No, he was just comfortable.
She, Alex.
Oh, she. Oh, Alex.
I'm like, Alex.
Hey, I told you this was Love is Blind's first gay couple.
I'm just saying, if I'm meeting someone's parents for the first time, my body language and posture, I'm not doing any of that. I'm fully engaged. I'm by the face of
them. She was tired.
From what? Oh, that cleaning she did at her apartment? No.
Oh, it's his thing, though. I do think the conversation that they had with Tim's parents, Drake's parents, were great, right? Because when Tim's mom, Kim, says she liked the idea of the experiment.
Yeah.
To her, it's like, yeah, this means this is good, right? And she even points out, look, me and your dad are very different people. We're married 40 years. Love makes it work, and it's a lot of work, isn't it? Yes, ma'am. He was, what did he say? It looks like his dad was just like beaten into submission after years. Like, here we go. Carolyn said, Tim Sr. seemed so beaten down after so many years.
Well, and he might be, but that's what he chose. Like, who cares? That's what he chose to do. I liked how his mom was saying that, you know, love works when you give and take. And I like she asked, like, what is something that you think you have to sacrifice? Mm. And I was like, I don't know, my single life. That's what you came up with, Alex? Wow.
Well, does she really feel like she's ready for this, right? And I really question that a lot throughout from everything. Even when they were in Mexico, right? So, you know, the interesting thing, though, I thought was when Kim said to Tim/Drake, that you'll never find a perfect person. Because he says a couple of things. He's like, yeah, but you'll never find a perfect person. You'll right. just find somebody who's perfect for you, right? Because nobody's perfect.
I agree. Nobody's perfect, but I agree with Nikki B here. Mm-hmm. Alex should have cooked or taken his family to dinner, bought a plate, bought a gift, pulled mom aside, did something. Mm-hmm. If you look at what Tim did,
yes,
he cooked. Mm-hmm. Did all that work for them, mm-hmm. pulled dad aside, had the same, I mean, the whole thing, he was on his game. Mm-hmm. Alex didn't do anything. So Nikki B, I agree 100%.
Well, Alex, you know why though, right? Because according to Tina and Otis, my dog, Alex is lazy. Lazy in relationships and life. And obviously cleaning. So, but we know she couldn't cook. She said that she doesn't cook.
Totally fine. But this is why you don't date lazy people. Mm-hmm. Because if you love them and they realize you love them, then they are going to do the bare minimum because you accepted their laziness. Mm-hmm. So in this case, I am just like Tim. I wouldn't put up with that either.
Now, Danny M says Tim did too much too soon. And I'm trying to understand, what did he do too much of too soon?
No. What did he do too much of? Her parents are sick. What mm-hmm. were they going to grill? Mm-hmm. He did it.
Yo, it was so bad that they came in the house, they sat down, they had a conversation, and he never even met them until he got done cooking.
Right. He did all that prep cook work before he even met them. That is going out of your way and being prepared.
Well, that's over. And then we see Alex with her plate of wings and fries, and Tim just sitting on the couch. And you knew at that moment, something's up. Because he's not, there's no real smile on his face at the moment, right? But she needs her wings and fries. So he's like, no, we need to talk. So, mm-hmm. And they have the conversation that comes up about her going to sleep, taking a nap as soon as the camera's cut off. Mm-hmm. Now, I was on his side. So she goes, I just spent hours sitting with your parents talking about you. I was tired.
Yeah.
Mama need a nap. And I took one.
No. No. You don't take a nap when you meet someone's parents for the first time. One thing, if you like flew out, you traveled, you got jet lag, and you're staying there for the weekend.
Right.
You can get a nap. You're hanging with them for 4 to 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Stay awake, save it. That's just what you do. You got to sacrifice for that. And she did it.
Mm-hmm. No. Now, here's the thing. Because as Tim is going down to stuff, she says, and I just want to stay here for a second. You didn't tell me that you wanted to. You wanted me to stay up and hang with your parents. I didn't realize that you had to say that, to your point, right? Because like Jen says, they drove 10 hours to meet her.
Yeah.
And she said, camera's done? Are we done shooting here?
Yeah. No, I don't need to have a pep talk with you to say, hey, we're going to my parents' house. Here's the deal. No, you mm-hmm. should. I agree with Tim. You should kind of know what you should do. Bring some flowers. Bring something. Don't show up. I don't show up to people's houses empty-handed. Bring something.
Right.
Right? So that.
I mean, technically, they came into. Well, yeah.
You bring something for them, the guests. You bring them. Hey, this is parents. You bring them something. But what I didn't like about Tim is how frustrated he kept getting when she would interrupt. And she wasn't mm-hmm. really trying to interrupt him to cut him off. She was just talking. Mm-hmm. But he would get so frustrated with that he wants complete silence until he's done saying everything he has to say. Then she can speak. That's where I was mm-hmm. like, okay, Tim, you're taking a little too far. But I think he is so upset, irritated, annoyed, and pissed off at this point that indeed. It wouldn't matter.
Now, Leah is pointing out that 4 hours is a lot of time to spend with the family first. And like, okay, so she needs... She's,
no.
And, okay, you say no. Okay, well, maybe this one then. Because Dina says Tim and his parents are a cure for insomnia. No?
No, it doesn't matter. When you're meeting someone's parents for the first time, you don't do that.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
For a lot of people in the live chat... I don't have kids. You might. Mm-hmm. If your child, at some point when they start dating, they bring someone to come meet you, or you travel to go meet their person, and after a couple hours, or in this case, 4 hours, they just go off and take a nap, not going to bother you one bit? Am I overthinking it or no? Love to hear your opinions.
Happy Gardner says both of her parents have MS. Maybe she's sick and doesn't know it. Y'all too hard on Alex.
No, we're not too hard on Alex. Alex is just lazy and just has to own it. I mean, honestly, if you're just lazy, don't be like, I like to take naps. No, I'm just lazy. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But don't be lazy when you're meeting my parents.
Right. Now, to answer your question, Dime Diva says, when you're hosting, you should be available. Karen says, no nap. even though Ruby Ray says, not just with the parents, with the whole filming crew. I'd be tired too, to be honest.
I would be too, but this is what you signed up for, and you're meeting their parents that drove 10 hours for this.
Yeah.
They didn't sign up for this. You did.
Right.
So treat them with that level of respect.
Nikki B says, optics. If you leave the moment the camera's cut, you look like you're here for TV.
Good point. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that, but Nikki B, that's a good point.
And that's where I thought he was like, okay, so the job's over. All right, I'm done. She just didn't really, it was all about, let me do it for TV. That's what it is. So be it, right? Here's the thing that Chocolate Suna did point out. Alex gave Tim a play-by-play to meet her parents, but had no couth when it came to his. Do you agree there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jeez, finally.
Yes. Agreed.
Now, Dom DeVos says, Alex is lazy, not ready for marriage. Carolyn says, I'd probably appreciate if my guy took a nap because then I could talk to my family.
I'm not taking a nap if I'm meeting someone's family for the first time. Well, dinner was good. Y'all are amazing. Is this the guest room back here?
Let me go test it out, see how you treat your guests.
Are you cool
guests.
If I just, can I just get about 20 minutes? No.
Nola Darling says he can't keep them busy for an hour. I think y'all are missing the point. It's not about the hour. It's about the fact that she decided to go to sleep once the camera's cut, she goes to take a nap. And that's the point. I think that's really what it was. But there's so much more stuff. Even though she's saying that you should have communicated it, then Tim drops the line that a lot of people in the live chat are saying, he's been practicing in the mirror all day leading up to when he's like, look, he wants, after reflecting on what he wants out of life and a wife, the answer for him is a no. And I don't ever want to see you again. Mm. You know, that reminded me of the song by Uncle Sam. Some of y'all know it. I don't ever want to see you again. That's what they should see. Love is blind. You missed out. You should have had that song playing in the background right there.
Yeah, that was fierce. I liked it in a sense because, hey, you know what you want. And you said, for me, it's a no, you know, and I think Alex didn't quite get why he was. Well, you just got to throw all this away because of this. To Tim's point, when he met her family, I put in a lot of work. Went to the grocery store at 8 a.m., bought food, seasoning meat. And then after everyone ate, I went and did the dishes. So Alex apparently didn't help do anything at that gathering, as well as a gathering with his parents, besides go take a nap. And I'm just saying, like, but I mean, to my thought, my thought of when I, in this part of the conversation, I'm like, Tim, you've seen her apartment. Mm-hmm. What would you expect? Mm-hmm. I don't expect anybody who lives like that to have any type of get up and go in them. That's just not who they are, or else their place wouldn't look like that.
Right.
And then Tim again says there's no way he would say yes to her being his wife, and he doesn't wish to see her ever again.
Now, here's the thing, because she likes to tweet, knows the song, remembers the Uncle Sam song, says that was the jam, Yanni. It sure was. I don't have one. I ain't gonna sing it for y'all. I ain't gonna mess it up. go use Apple Music or Spotify or one of those. You'll get it. Shante says, he said, I never want to see you again. That's harsh. I never want to see you again. And then Carolyn says the same thing. The I don't ever want to see you again was really harsh. Was it?
Okay. Let's talk about harsh. Because, seriously, here's why.
No, I'm listening.
In this situation, Tim said what he said, and it was harsh, but Alex got the message. Mm-hmm. How many times have y'all in the live chat tried to nicely break up with somebody, and they don't get the message, and they still keep popping up at your house? Mm-hmm. They still keep calling you all the time because you weren't harsh to say, hey, look, we are done.
Yeah.
So that's what Tim did. So it was harsh, but Alex got the message.
Now, I will say this. I did see Black Book 91. He had a thing saying, this is why Tim chose violence, right? It was a dismissive avoidant. And as he's describing it, I'm like, Is he a psychologist? Is he a therapist? How does he know? He goes, well, I am one. I went, oh, there he goes. He recognized that behavior immediately. He's been diagnosed with it. He knows what it is. And he was saying, Tim never got over. And people have been saying it in the live chat that he never got over what happened in Mexico. He never got over getting mushed in the face. And he just plotted this out. And one of the things he pointed out was the smile. After it was said and done, when he said, I don't ever want to see you again. And he hit that smile, you know, only thing he didn't do was cross one leg over the other and kick his feet up.
Well, and see, this is where I kind of agree with Alex. It's like, okay, 2 days ago, you were asking my dad for my hand in marriage and reading him this letter that you wrote him. Mm-hmm. And now because of what I did today, even though she was wrong, mm-hmm. he's ending it. But I think there's probably other stuff we didn't see that we're going to hear about in the reunion, because I still think there's a lot that happened in Mexico that made him that upset that we didn't physically see. Because mm-hmm. I'll tell you, if it winds up being what we think, where she called him out of his name, mm-hmm. B-A-N, and mm-hmm. then hand mushed him in the face, mm-hmm. yeah, we're not getting back together. I'm a Taylor Swift you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together after that. Smush my face, call yeah. me out my name? No.
Now, Ruby Ray points out, Tim does seem petty AF, though. Remember him saying he wore that yellow shirt because his ex hated it. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
I do.
We called it out when that happened. And the fact that, yeah, he's, yeah. Dina says Tim is really mad because she's junky and sloppy.
Wow.
Here's the thing. There's this that popped up here, right? And somebody hit us in the RGRT pod on IG and said, go to Jasmine Brand and look at that stuff that they posted, the post about Tim first, right? Mm-hmm. Got it right before we came on, so just flip through it really quick. And this is one of the things. It says, why is no one talking about the fact that he had an attitude because she didn't respond to him quick enough the next day? And I'm assuming you're talking about that text thread that he had actually posted, right? And the thing about that text thread... remove my spectacles so I can read this here. He says, text me so I know you made it. I'm going to get some sleep. Good night. That was at 12:45 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. The next text is from him at 8:49 a.m. Good mm-hmm. morning. You make it home? She responds at 9:14 a.m. Morning. And yeah.
Mm. Now, probably look, just woke up.
Of course she did. Now, here's my problem. Had that been reversed, ladies, would that be a problem? Because you're saying attitude because she didn't respond to him quick enough. If this was reverse and it was the man that didn't just say, hey, I made it home after a night out at the bar at the club. And it's 8:49, you send it 20 minutes later, almost 30 minutes later, finally respond. Would you be okay with it?
Well, I don't think it was about the timeliness. It's the fact that she never responded that she made it home the night before.
Yep.
And so the first thing in the morning, he's worried, like, wait a minute, hey, did you make it home? Because I always mm-hmm. think about that, too. Like, okay, what if you don't hear from them? Did they make it home? Are they in the mm-hmm. hospital or what? And then she's just like, hey, morning. Yeah. Okay, he might have been worried.
Yeah. But, okay, J-Roll says neither one of them are ready for marriage. I agree. Tim needs to not be ready to cut people off immediately if they cut him off and understand how conversations work sometimes, right? And give some grace. But at the same time, if you're so ready for marriage, you don't think of it controlling when somebody says, let me know you made it home safely. Because you know what? Or if something comes up and you happen to stay out later than you're supposed to, you check in. It's because you're a child checking in with your mama and your daddy. It's because... somebody else, you're no longer two separate people, you're one.
Right.
Somebody else is at home worried about you because they heard from you.
Right.
Like, there's no time I'm out late and I'm supposed to be and I don't hit my wife and, oh, hey, babe, I stop for this, I'll do this, right? And it's not because I need to check up and see let her know where I'm at.
Yeah.
It's the concern. And that's part right. of what marriage is about. And if you can't do that, you ain't ready to be married.
Facts. I think that's fair. You know, it's just the level of concern. They're just worried about you. Hey, let me know you made it okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you made it. Let me know when you land. Just let me know you're safe. Because I just care. Yep. So
now,
I get it.
Chocolate Simmons says, I need that home safely text. And Nola Dawn is like, hey, I'm drunk after a night at the club.
But at least in the morning, you'd be like, hey, good morning, babe. Yes, I made it safe. I crashed as soon as I got home. I was so tired. Great.
Yeah, man. They weren't ready. And you know what, though? I will say, I did not know about this dismissive avoidant. I've never heard that terminology before. I do understand petty. And the level of petty that Tim had and the patience he had to sit through all that BS since Mexico.
Hey, if this was his long game, was to do this.
That dude is vicious.
But I don't believe it. I just don't believe Tim is the type of guy that's going to go through all this and, you know, ask her dad for his hand in marriage or her hand in marriage just so he could purposely break up with her a couple days later. I think he just realized all the things that bothered him. He's like, this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I applaud him for getting out knowing, you know what, this is it. And I did. They fooled me because I said they could be the ones that do it, especially that after that emotional moment with the dad. I'm like, okay, I was wrong. Y'all were right in the chat. See, I can say it.
Yeah,
I can also say, do us a favor. If you haven't already, hit that like button, man. Appreciate all the people that are in the live chat, the live crew that's here. And of course, the replay gang while you're there. Do me a favor at this point. Hit that like button, all right? And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live. As we move on from vindictive Tim Drake and Alex. And let's get on to our next couple here with issues. Ashley and Tyler. This, my number one draft pick in this entire season and down the drain because Ashley says, we're picking up from where the conversation was last time. So she doesn't hate Tyler, but she's just trying to navigate what she discovered. What'd you think when she said that?
Well, she's disappointed in him for not telling her about the sperm donor babies.
Mm-hmm.
What it boils down to, which I still don't understand. How do you move forward from that? Yeah. But it is what it is. And Tyler tried to give her a little more context, his close friend and her
wife.
Is
it context or lies? Because we kind of...
I don't know. You know, but his story is it was his close friend and her wife wanted to have a baby. Yes. Now, my thing is them wanting to have a baby makes sense.
Yeah, but three
babies? That's where I just feel like this doesn't make sense to me.
I never understood that.
Right.
Yo, the funny thing, the women in the chat, hey, more lies. He lied.
Oh, she asked if the kids know what he looks like, and he said, I don't think so, with a straight face.
That's a man who knew he wiped his social media. She couldn't check.
Oh, my goodness. He lied with a straight face. Like, I've seen the pictures with you with these kids. They know what you look like.
Well, she hasn't. Yo, and people in the chat, Lucy B says, and he conceived them naturally. Well, I mean,
wait, he did? How do we know that?
Internet sleuths.
I don't know. Okay, I mean, I wasn't there, so maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Oh my God, Alicia.
That means they're in a relationship. That's a throuple.
Or they were in a relationship, then she decided, you know what, you ain't any good. But Keisha over here is. Me and our kids going over here. Alicia says he's still lying. The reunion is going to be crazy. It is, because I can't wait till all... They need to bring the mama out. Not his mama. The kid's mama.
The baby mama.
Yeah. That's what they need to do. Oh, my God. Well, Ashley says... She decided to believe Tyler and she's going to take it hour by hour, not day by day. She let them know he's on a short lease, hour by hour. I've never heard that before.
And he said, I'll give you the space you need, of course, because he lied. Again, P-R-A-Y, P-R-E-Y. That's what a predator is going to do. I'm going to give you your space, but I'm going to keep tracking you as you're going.
Shoshana says, Ashley's so gullible. Do you believe that? And do you feel for her in this moment? Knowing what you know. I mean, before we knew what happened, you felt for her in that moment because you could feel the pain. Knowing what you know, do you feel that she's gullible now?
Well, I do now because I don't feel... It's not her fault that he dropped the bomb that he had kids and all that. That's not her fault. So I don't feel bad for her that she got that information. That's not her fault. What can you do?
Mm-hmm.
What I agree with Shoshana in the sense that, okay, now that you know this information, you're still going to keep trying.
Yeah.
That's not your fault at this point. So right. I don't feel bad for now. I'm like, no, you've accepted this. You're going to keep giving this a try. I would have a whole lot of questions. And well, I'm going to be like, I need you to get on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk to her.
I she need should
talk
have.
To the mom
but
before I feel good.
What's really going to tell is the reunion, because all this has come up before the reunion. So we shall see. By the way, Chocolate Suit says, before we move on from this, usually people who use sperm donors prefer the siblings to have the same biological parents and use the same sperm. The boy and twin girls have the same parents. So, Terrell, he shot up the club twice.
I hear you. But if somebody asked me to be a donor, I might help you once. I'm not going to do it again so you could have a matching set. That doesn't make sense. So I get it, but that doesn't make sense. It's irresponsible.
And Ruby Ray says he donated his sperm in the bedroom. Oh, my God. Let's move on from that, man, because there's so much more that still happened. Taylor and Garrett, they became obsessed with writing letters, right? And decided mm-hmm. to want a letter writing station there at their wedding. We've also found out that Garrett's mom may not come to the wedding. And then, as we're getting ready for this 1920s party, we find out that they're having issues too. Taylor and Garrett are.
That's a weird issue. I wasn't expecting that. Taylor's upset because one of Garrett's exes from the past texted him and mm-hmm. he liked the message. And mm-hmm. that really upset her. It triggered her PTSD from being cheated on in the past. And of mm-hmm. course, she's probably coming off the Monica and Steven text gate. So she's yes. probably very sensitive to this right now.
Right. No, exactly. Because even while Taylor says she's not good with it, and Garrett's like, hey, give me a little grace, just a little grace, right? So she does. They walk into the party smiling, and things are okay. I'm not going to say they're mm-hmm. good, but they're okay, because remember, she's not good with it. So they're just okay. But then they're sitting down with Ashley and Tyler, right? Mm-hmm. And Garrett starts telling them the story about his ex texting. And Taylor notices that the story changes because he's like, well, yeah, well, I text back. Error. And he's like, wait a minute. What the hell just happened?
Yeah. That part blew my mind. And of course, Taylor's real pissed now. And my whole thought is this. I when this was happening, I just paused for a second. I said, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
How did Taylor find out about this in the first place? Like, did Garrett just randomly tell her? Or mm-hmm. did she see it in his phone?
Right.
And I'm thinking Garrett just told her, mm-hmm. just thinking whatever. Mm-hmm. And that pissed her off. But I'm like, Garrett, why would you say anything?
Why wouldn't he?
Why would you say anything? Just you told, if he responded, hey, this is nice. I met someone I'm really in love. I don't think we should be in communication with each other, but I wish you well. You don't have to go to your ex and be like, hey, by the way, someone from my past tried to spin the block, mm-hmm. but I shut it down.
Right.
Why even say anything?
Yeah, and even if you say that, that's cool. Matt A says the liquor started talking. Dime Diva says, I think he told her. And then Toy C says, isn't an NBA can't tell people you're engaged? And maybe that's what it is?
Well, he didn't say he's engaged. He's just saying, I'm seeing someone. I don't think we should talk. That's enough.
There are a lot of people saying that that Taylor's overreacting, though. Is she? Because when the story changes, you question everything. And the story changes, you should question everything.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
I think she overreacted, but I think she overreacted because of what happened to Monica and Steven.
You know, okay, I think she's overreacting because men are not good storytellers. And it's probably why she's really not overreacting and that she thinks he's lying, because women will keep that lie going forever. Forever.
Right.
Okay. We'll leave them alone. Did you notice that Tim and Alex arrived separately?
I was surprised that Tim showed up. You can't say, I don't ever want to see you again. Then I'm going to go to the same party that you're supposed to be at.
That was his way of telling her, don't you bring your ass to this party.
But he knows she's going to.
Yeah, well.
She's on contract too. She has she signed the same contract you did. She has to show up at these events.
And he says there's nothing else to talk about. She says he's a coward. Of course, none of this is happening to each other because they're not going to talk to each other till the reunion when they're forced to. That's going to be fun to see. Here's the interesting thing. Ashley and Tyler. Ashley tells the ladies about Tyler's kids. How'd you feel about the way she said it and how they kind of just said, hey, she'll get over it?
I would have thought they'd have asked some of the same questions that we've talked about on this podcast. Wait, yeah, he told you what? Help me understand this. Because to me, there's a lot of red flags that, oh, he just donated. Mm-mm. No. Donated for three kids. There's more to the story.
I'm going to blame it on the editing, and they took all those questions out.
Possibly.
Maybe. Bowden, so the pod squad arrives, not a whole bunch of from the pod squad, and Bodie's one of the ones that showed up, right? What'd you think of the whole interaction with Bowden, Marissa, and Ramses?
They just seem like a cool group, like friends from college.
Right.
They could easily get along. I didn't see that, you know, I don't think Bodie's the type that was going to try to hit on Marissa or say, hey, I really wish you'd have chose me. Ramses ain't shit. He wasn't going to do that. I think they have that level of respect, which is good, because a lot of times when we see these pod squads come visit the couples, we're expecting some of that. We didn't have any of that with that group.
Not at all. They seem like they'll be hanging out for years to come. They'll be hanging out for days to come, at least until the but who won't be hanging out? Hannah and Nick, man, because Katie arrives. And you pointed out something. As soon as Katie arrived, what happened?
Soon as Katie gets there, Hannah says, hey, let me introduce you to Nick.
Yeah.
And then Hannah and Nick talked about this before the event. And Nick said, I would love to talk to Katie, you know, maybe get closure. Not that I need it, but that was the only one I had a connection with.
Right.
Other than you. And she stopped talking to me.
Right.
So Hannah just sets it off. Let me go talk to, you know, introduce you to Nick. And then, of course, Katie's making comment. Oh, Nick's so handsome. Duh, duh. And Hannah's like, really?
But here's the thing about it. And Katie even says at that moment, you know, maybe I shouldn't say that. And Hannah's like, oh, no, it's all good. So Hannah, and this will come back up again, because they're sitting at the table. And, of course, it's Katie again says Nick is cute. And you can see that it's starting to bother Hannah.
Yep.
She doesn't say anything, though. But it bothers her. You can see that, right? Now, interesting thing I thought that came up was Ashley saying that she wants Nick to see the fun side of Hannah, because I have not seen one yet. Have you?
I haven't paid attention to it, but honestly, I haven't paid much attention to it. I think in the pods, she might have been a little bit more fun, because keep in mind, they're hanging out for hours.
The pods.
Might have been more fun. What we've seen so far outside of the pods, meh. Not so much.
Now, J-Ro says Katie was doing too much, right? Because Nick and Katie, here's the thing. And I wanted to put this up here for one reason. Because Nick and Katie sit down and have a conversation, as they should, right?
Right.
Monica was doing too much. Because Monica was the instigator. Like, she sees her, hey, what are they over there talking about? And that's when all of a sudden you hear the issues that Hannah has that she never had the conversation with Katie about. And how, oh, is she my friend? I want to fight her. And all this other stuff, like, obviously not, because you said nothing to Katie.
Misery likes company. Monica's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
If I ain't getting married, nobody get married.
Now, when I think where J-Ro is going with Katie's doing too much, when she says Nick is the kind that she usually dates, you know, the football player, all this other stuff, it sounds like they're about to start flirting with each other. Because even Nick is like, you know, hey, I'm really attracted to you from the first day. I've been creeping out your IG. You're dope AF. Let's, you know. So it feels like he's about to start hitting on her, but then it goes another way.
It does. And I think it was great because Katie pretty much says, hey, here was the reason that I stopped talking to you is because the way you came across seemed pretty immature, and the way he came across, I believe, was kind of like sexist, or he kept making jokes and comments about looks and whatever else. That turned her off, and she gave him some good feedback. She goes, hey, you're probably a nice, really good guy. Lead with that. Mm-hmm. Don't lead with this other stuff that you're doing. It's not working for you. Mm-hmm. And even Nick received that feedback really well and was like, hey, I think you're going to find an amazing person too.
Now, Nick, Lucy B says Nick was clearly about to shoot a shot, but she shut it down, which is funny. But the thing I do like, and to what you just said, Chocolate Suda says, I like Katie's constructive criticism of Nick. She gave him what Hannah never gave him. And I told you this before, and Hannah's tone is way more abrasive. Absolutely so. Because what she said was good for him to hear and gave him some positive affirmation about himself and his growth, right? How minimal it may be. That brings us to the end of episode 10, which, by the way, Dina says, was Steven too busy answering DMs to show up? Possibly. but we get to episode 11.
Steven's going to come to the reunion. I'll call it right now. Steven's not going to be at the reunion.
He may not be. Can you blame him?
No, he's not going to want that smoke. There's nothing positive is going to come from that. Don't do it.
Even though he did have a conversation with Monica for 2 hours, I didn't understand why. But, you know, why she had that call. She called him. Made no sense. She needed her closure, too.
Well, made no sense either. And I got to just call this out. You know, give me 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Hannah saying all that stuff about Nick to Ashley was wrong. Mm-hmm. About the things he won't do in bed. Mm-hmm. All those different things.
It's almost as if
she is purposely trying to embarrass this man any chance that she can possibly get. That was inappropriate.
Not only what she said to Ashley, because she didn't only say it to Ashley. She was at a table with six women.
Yep.
Now, while she was talking to Ashley, and there was another two women talking to each other, the others, they all heard it.
Mm-hmm.
She made sure she said it loud enough and long enough for everybody to hear it. So, absolutely right. What she did was wrong. And then she steps up on her wrongness.
Mm-hmm.
When episode 11 starts, because as soon as they walk in, hey, so what'd you and Katie talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. What'd y'all talk about? And she's just drilling him over this whole thing. And she kept saying, Katie's her best friend. And Nick, I love how Nick said, if she's your best friend, then why don't you ask her what we talked about?
She kept saying, my best effing friend, you're talking to my best. But then why are you so insecure about it? If y'all are such good friends, why are you so insecure about it? Why are you so upset about it? And then when he called her out on this, this is the best moment Nick has had on this show.
Yeah.
Because he stood up for himself in that moment and was like, and she's like, oh, it's, I understand this. He's still on her. Like, look.
Yeah.
No. If you want to know what happened. This is what we talked about. She goes, well, that took 4 seconds. Why are we talking for 45 minutes? What do you want me to say, woman? What do you want me to say?
Yeah, I agree with you. Nick was on his game at this point. I felt like he was standing up for himself. I had a lot of respect for that. Until he turned back into the man child when Hannah said that she taught Nick everything he knows and turned him from a boy into a man.
That's when he should have walked the hell up immediately.
And that's when it just went. He just went right back to being a kid that got scolded.
Well, you know why, though? Because she did that. Then she immediately flipped because she's losing the argument. She says that to attack him and then goes, all right, well, I just want to go to bed. You see where she shuts it down, wants to just be done with it. And I think she's such a mean girl, right? Really such a mean girl. By the way, shout out to Tommy Smith. Thank you for the super chat. Says Hannah is skinny. I still won't date her. Annoying. So you're saying you weren't going to date her the first time because she wasn't that skinny? Is that what you're saying there? And shout out to Karen. Thank you for that wonderful super chat. Remember, please, you're in here. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. After that, we see that they go to meet Hannah's friends.
Yep.
And I think Hannah is so ridiculous before her friends even get there saying that Nick failed the test with Katie. Yeah. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
If he got a phone number, then he failed.
So agree. And I think at this point, Hannah's just an unhappy person. I mean, I've always said happiness is a choice. And I think she just chooses to be unhappy in life for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And she's writing him about his flirtatious personality and just constantly picking at him. And then once her friends get there, she does it even more. It's almost as if she set up this meet and greet just for her and her girlfriends could all pile on Nick.
They sure did.
Yeah.
Because they became her echo chamber.
Yep.
And they just told him how bad he was. And I'm like,
yes,
yo, Nick, I would have gotten up. I would have walked up. I'm like, you know what?
I'd have paid the check, but you know what? This is on me. I wish y'all success in your future endeavors. And Mimi, I would totally walk away.
Mimi said Nick got jumped and I didn't like that.
He sure did. And even for Hannah the question if they should get married, or Hannah questions if they should get married, but why say that in front of your friends who you brought to meet the guy you're supposed to get married to?
Right. Exactly. Dane says, I can imagine Hannah being 10 times worse since she lost weight. Yes, because if she's that mean, when she's that insecure in her own looks, when she thinks she looks better,
yeah,
that becomes an even bigger problem. By the way, Mimi says, the way I was yelling, Nick, get up and get your ass out of there. You know, but talk to the TV screen now.
You got to stand for something. You just can't let yourself be attacked like that by three different people. And then Hannah said, you think I'm trying to change you and I don't want to change you. Lies.
Mm-hmm. All lies. Lies. Exactly.
She went to that Tyler school of lying. I don't want to change you. Yes, you do. You want to change everything about him.
Now, here's the interesting thing, because when she sat down with her mom and she runs down a list of things that Nick doesn't match her on, and the fact that her friends didn't like him, it brings me back to that. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to make my own decision.
Mm. Nope. Nope, not at all.
She said she feels like she's teaching him how to love and all this other stuff, and it's not fair to her.
Yeah. Hannah says how Nick doesn't match her in any way. And the fact that her friends doesn't like him. I mean, he doesn't match her in any way.
Did you see her mom's face when she said that? Because like the Rika says, Hannah's mom is tired of her. She's like, Jesus.
They're just trying to get her married just so they can have someone else take care of her.
Yo, her dad still had the best line of the season. But if that was the case, we'd have kicked you out a long time ago. Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing. You and I did the exact same thing when it came to wedding dress shopping and tux fitting, and we skipped through all of it. Stopped long enough to realize that Hannah did not go get fitted. And get her dress. She didn't go dress shopping. And Nick did. He came in with his tux, but had to sit down and get scolded in ISS. In school suspension.
ISS.
Yeah, think about what that meant, huh? You're like, wait a minute, I haven't heard that in a minute.
I was like, ISS. Well, I mean, she has her whole list of notes, so she's been sitting there waiting, prepping for this moment for him to come. Now, apparently, she did call him, but we'll get to that in a bit. But he shows up, and she asks, in the pods, you said you want someone that can push you and help you grow. And she asks, she's done that, and he said yes. Then she asks, has it been too much? And he's just, well, you know, he's making it sound like it's all fine. And then she says all the things that she listed as concerns for him and that she had with him in Mexico, she still has. And just the way she handled this whole thing, you could easily break up with somebody without trying to humiliate them. To me, it felt like she intentionally wanted to humiliate him and break it off.
Yeah. The way she questioned him like it was a test, it was a quiz. Yeah. Shante, you're absolutely right. I'm glad this is done because I was tired of watching him get whipped. Like, just say Toby, because damn it, she's not going to stop. Like, Jesus, Nick, when are you going to do it?
Yeah.
This was bad, man. Oh, my God. I wanted him to just man up and tell her STFU and walk out. But Nick, again, can't do that.
No, he can't. And he just sat there and took the abuse. Mm-hmm. And she just beat him down. Now, apparently, she tried to call Nick and tell him so he's not blindsided. And Nick was trying to say, hey, let's try to figure out a way to make this work so I don't look bad on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said to him. I'm thinking, well, Nick, you've allowed yourself to look bad. on this show. Regardless, you've allowed this abuse to happen to you.
Yo, this is the part. I didn't make a note of this, and I saw this, and I was like, hey, Nick, you are acting like a punter. Anyone that's not named Pat McAfee, because I give Pat McAfee his props. Because J. Marie says, Hannah dumped Nick and said, let's hug it out. She punked him.
She did. Not only that, she says, it's not going to work, and we're not going to get married. And then she goes, so how do you feel?
That's when I would have been snitch.
Yeah.
What do you mean, how do I feel?
So how do you feel?
I'm so happy. Very happy. Oh, my God. Terrible, man. Terrible. By the way, when it comes to the dress shopping, Dina says that we miss Marissa's mom giving Ramses a compliment at the dress fitting.
Wouldn't have mattered. As we know, don't think it would have made much of a difference.
Oh, man. Look, so next up, though, was Marissa and Ramses, right? My bad.
Taylor and Garrett.
I jumped too far ahead. We'll get back to them in a minute. Taylor and Garrett. They go to San Diego and they actually show them having a good time in the Uber. I was about to say cab. I'm like, this is not 1990 anymore. in the Uber, right? But still, there's this thing still hanging over their heads. Then dad doesn't mind if you show one, if we control what they see. And they took one wide shot of everybody sitting at that table.
Yep.
And dad says, y'all not going to have me looking like an asshole on TV. So, no, we'll send you something. And you will get to, if you pause it, you can see dad. That's it.
Yeah. But I thought that was fair. I thought that was a fair compromise that they did. It seems like that whole meeting went well and that the issue of Textgate from his ex, that they're able to kind of overcome that.
Right. Yep. It's, Shante says Taylor sad the entire ride.
I think her eyes just look like that. She just looks like she's crying.
This thing I thought was great to see that many people there supporting, and they were all anxious, like, who is this dude and whatnot, right? Then the next thing you see is they get to meet Fong. And how did that meeting go? Because I think we expected the Tiger Mom to have a little more bite and fight, right?
Yeah, that whole thing went really well. I was expecting her to push back because that's what the previews made it seem like. But the big thing I got out of that meeting was Fong said you can think about it intellectually, because that's what they both are, intellectuals, if you're compatible. But sometimes you just have to feel it. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they just both feel it. Fong welcomed him to the family. Everything seems great. Did you notice there was a plate next to Fong too? So I thought that
his
parents are still married. Yeah, so there was a plate. Somebody was sitting next to her, but it wasn't on camera.
So the dad was there. He just told y'all.
Yeah, he was there.
Don't even blur me out. Don't even blur me out. When you're ready to film, I'll get my ass up and go sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Daddy wasn't playing. That is hilarious. I didn't notice that. That's a good catch. Good catch there, because I missed that. So next up, Ashley and Tyler. They went go-kart racing, and Ashley's, okay, hour by hour is cool, but no more cats out the bag, please. No more skeletons in the closet. No more surprises.
She said that she wants him in her life no matter what. And she said him having kids is not what she intended for her life, but it's worth the reward. That is, you're sprung, because you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. You're just basing off this, and you've not asked enough questions.
Remember, she said on the back of that camel, I will never find another man like you. Like, this has got to work, because I don't think I'll ever meet another man like you. And you're probably right, just not in the way you expected it to be, right? So I don't think that's the way she intended it. But they go skydiving. Yeah. And it's bad when you know some of the things already and internet sleuths pull this out, because all I heard was more lies out of Tyler, because Tyler says, he says nobody else could get him to do that. But didn't he say in the pods that he was going to do that?
Yeah. I've been wanting to do that too. I'm down to do it. I bet he said no one else could talk me into donating sperm. But but my friends.
Yeah. Hey, people are so mean. Miss Ward says, I want a Talos parachute to break. Now, look now.
That's not nice.
I will say this. That is not nice. I will say, watching them go up in that small ass plane, which was smaller than the one we went in because it was less of them jumping. Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, that felt like they just fell out the plane, right? I mean, I'll probably catch a crap trying to get my feet up.
I don't think they went up to 14,000 feet. Like we did.
No, they definitely. Yeah. Well, they had to go up high enough because remember, they said, how long are you free falling? Oh, 40 seconds or the rest of your life?
Yeah, but we our free fall was for a minute.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But that was a bad joke for them to tell, by the way, before you go up and jump out of a perfectly good plane.
Yeah.
40 seconds or the rest of your life. Let's get back to Marissa and Ramses, right? Mm-hmm. Filling out the marriage license. Did you think it was a yellow flag that Ramses was having problems remembering the birthdays?
I could totally see that, especially knowing what we know. But I could totally see that because he probably didn't care to memorize mm-hmm. all those things. Now, I think he might have been joking, but seriously, that's something at that yeah. point, probably not a good time to joke about.
No, definitely not. Then they're in the hot tub. Anything come out of that hot tub conversation? Because there was so much happening there, right? And mm-hmm. I just wonder, okay, what did you take out of it?
What I took out of that is the biggest thing I took is them talking about marriage and divorce. And she said that she'd be willing to be unhappy for 5 to 7 years before she would get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is just insane that you say something like that.
I couldn't believe she said that. That's nuts to say. I mean, yeah. Seriously, that's a whole lot in there, right? And you can kind of really see where there's a lot going on, right? Because for her, she's willing to put up with a lot. And I get it feels like she's begging for this thing to work. She wants yeah. it to work badly, right? But she's even saying, like, hey, I need some help with this wedding planning. I'm doing everything. You know, I'm overwhelmed. I'm working. I'm studying. I'm doing all the planning for the wedding. I need you to do something.
Mm-hmm. He's not doing anything because he knows he's going to say no. He doesn't care to put in this extra effort because he knows he's going to say no. I mean, she's calling him out on it and saying that, you know, she feels like she's having to carry the load of all the weddings. She's having to remind him about, hey, don't forget, you need to bring something for my mom for mm-hmm. the rehearsal dinner. You got to bring something for this, like mm-hmm. all those different pieces. And he's not interested because he's like, I need to find my exit strategy. Where's the thing to pull my parachute so I can get yeah. out?
No. Here's the thing. Aisha asked, oh, my God, did you hear him tell her not to get cancer or sick because he will have to leave because he couldn't have sex with her?
Yeah, okay, I did hear that, but this is my issue about their editing when these two are talking. There's more to that story. Mm-hmm. There has to be more to that, because I just can't imagine any fool mm-hmm. would say something like that on TV.
Well, did you ever think any fool would be like, yeah, well, I need to enjoy sex, so I can't wear a condom?
Well, yes. Guy's been saying that.
On TV.
Know. Okay, I'm about to say the guy's been saying that forever.
Yeah, and they've also been saying just the tip forever too, but
yeah.
Yeah, Jay Marie says Ramses is unwilling to go without sex for 5 to 7 minutes. Yes, indeed. And Alicia says Ramses might be the one to say that too. So yeah. Now later, we see that a little later, Ramses seems there's obviously something going on here. And what's right. the problem? Ramses having doubts. And more so because he was talking to some friends and now he's having doubts about the wedding.
Yeah. What? He's worried that if it doesn't work and he feels that love is not enough, which I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been married before. Love is not enough. But he wonders if they have other things to make it work. So I don't know, whatever his friend said, they got in his head. But to be questioning at this point, this stage of the game, do we have more than love to make it work? Because I don't know what else that we have. This conversation's about to be lit.
Yeah. It's... I wondered what that was all about, because what is it? Ramses, really? What's going on? Right? Yeah. What did they say to you? What did they say that was the straw to break the camel's back? Because it's not that this is the one thing and you're like, oh my God. And that's it, right? Obviously, like you said, he didn't remember the birthdays because he's not planning on saying yes. There's a lot more going on here, right?
Well, yes. But here's what I don't like about the setup of this conversation before it ends is, if you're not happy with her and you want to end it, just be honest and say that. Don't pull this, I don't know if love is enough, and you know, that's lies. That's crap. Just tell her whatever's bothering you about her. It is what it is. Even if it's something as crazy as, hey, yeah, that time when you kind of had your cycle and we couldn't have sex, that bothered me and I want to break up. That's weak and shallow, but if that's your reason, say that. But yeah, don't do this, I don't know if love is enough, and do we have anything more to make it work besides love?
Yeah.
Crap.
Terrible, man. Episode 12 drops next week. We'll find out what the rest of this conversation is about. Before we get out of here, so you can go watch the Saints lose. Are they winning or losing right now?
It's 6-0.
Who?
Denver's up 6 points. They just kicked two field goals. So defense is still holding up.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, let's get a couple of these out of here real quick. Because Carolyn says, it is not smart to go skydiving right before your wedding. So many people get injured on the landings. That would or could have been bad.
No.
Terrell?
I've done it twice, and it's possible to get injured on landing, but if you land on your butt and scoot, that's better than trying to land on your feet, because I think that's how you can easily get hurt. But
yeah,
I don't think it's not smart or not.
Yeah, and you could actually, you know, get injured on the way to the wedding, just driving.
Yeah.
Because people are terrible drivers out here. Yeah, people are totally terrible drivers. And to be fair, I did jump out. I'm a little biased because I did jump out of an airplane with this fool over here right before my wedding. So.
And you loved it. And you loved it.
Well, I was also already married.
There you go.
She likes the tweet, says, Yanni and Terrell, as national spokespeople for the men of the world, please answer this question. Why do some men just refuse to tell the whole story from the jump?
Because y'all get mad.
So here's what's so funny, because I was about to say, because women always say they want the truth until they get it.
Yeah.
And the thing about asking for the truth is, don't ask for it unless you are willing to accept what's said. Now, when a man says that, what that means is that you're not walking out. When a woman says she's willing to accept what was said, means that there's a 90% chance she's walking out. So that's where the miscommunication comes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and everybody does it. Guys and ladies do the half truth, or don't tell all of it. But you just don't always tell all of it. But I still think that in the case with Taylor and Garrett, Garrett shouldn't have said a word. And just leave it at that. If you're not doing anything, you kind of shut it down when that person reached out the blue. Why even tell Taylor anything? Because she's got to take it like that. And so what happens a year from now if they're married and someone at work is flirting with them? He goes, oh yeah, this is, but you know, I got this thing from my coworker. She kind of thinks I'm cute, but it's innocent. Now Taylor's got to still be all in her head about it.
Just don't say anything. Happy Gardner says, that's weak. We'll eventually get the whole story. Just put it all out there. You got to work for it. Hey, guys got to work for what they want. Y'all got to work for what you want. Got to take you to dinner, buy roses, all kind of crap. Yeah, we got to put it to work. You got to put it to work.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying that that's what they do. They don't tell you the whole thing because they don't want to keep hearing, you know, they don't want to get into the whole drama of it. Eventually, it's going to come out. Sure.
Yeah.
It does. But here's my question to the ladies. Guys will do that if they know that you're going to keep giving them second, third, fourth, fifth, 12th chances.
Yeah.
So Tyler could go in and have a donate and have another baby without telling Ashley. She's not going anywhere.
True. She already said that. Yeah. Shante says the truth will set you free. High Vibe says lying by omission is disrespectful. And CXM says, damn, Broncos just scored again.
Why we got to do that? I'm trying to focus on y'all. And you over here trying to hurt my feelings in the live chat.
Oh, my God. Look, she likes to tweet, says, so in conclusion, throw the whole season away. I can't wait for the reunion. Let's see what happens next week. Don't forget, we're back also with Married at First Sight. And since it's now moved to a new day, which is Tuesday, and next week's going to be a little different because on the road.
Yeah. I'm traveling. I'm in Houston next week. So,
yeah.
We shall see. Just
do it. Do us a favor.
Do that.
You know exactly where I'm going. Yeah. Do us a favor. While you're here right now, hit that like button. Whether you're live crew or replay gang, hit the like button. Please subscribe if you're not subscribed. And hit the bell for notifications. You'll see when we're getting ready to go live again. It'll be next week, for sure.
It'll be next week. Most likely Thursday is what I'm thinking. It's just the question is, what show are we going to do on Thursday?
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.